You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Dante Fabola Inkney with your local newscast. Longtime Jackson resident Scott Anderson recently announced he's running for town council again. Anderson, the owner of Jackson Hole Radio, was on the council in the 90s and early 2000s. KHOL's Hannah Mersbach reports. One of the drivers behind this campaign, housing.
Anderson says he was part of the elected body that started to address Jackson's affordable housing crisis, and he wants to weigh in again to ensure public dollars are well spent.
We need to be cognizant of where we're locating affordable housing and making sure that we try to preserve existing neighborhoods.
He points to new workforce condos on West Kelly, which ended up going for around $850,000 apiece. Developers have said those prices were so high because the pandemic drove up the costs of construction. But Anderson says the prices could have been geared to lower income workers.
You would hope that the payoff would at least address more of the critical need.
As for current council members up for re-election, Jim Rooks announced he's running, and Jessica Sell Chambers is putting in a bid for mayor. That seat is currently held by Haley Morton Levinson, who has yet to announce if she'll run for re-election. Hannah Mersbach, KHOL News.
Jackson Hole Mountain Resort announced it will sell early season adult passes in person in Jackson and at Teton Village starting May 1st through May 12th, and they'll be sold at a discounted rate. In a press release this week, the resort said the passes will be available at Hoback Sports and JH Sports. They will not sell out in person and that adults can only buy for themselves and immediate family members. The change comes after frustration from community members after season passes sold out quickly online in the last few years. Starting May 15th, early season passes will go on sale online. Prices for those passes range from just under $1,000 up to about $2,600. The cost for most of those passes being sold online increased by about 12% from last year. Season passes will then increase again, June 1st, if they last. For KHOL News, I'm Dante Fopola-Inkney.